And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is listen to your inner guidance. So often we see you are listening to your human mind only. This human mind is limited and narrow. It does not have the greater view or picture for your life or for what is best in every moment. It is also coming from a baseline of fear and limitation. So why would you only listen to your human mind? Yes, it has its qualities and capabilities of organizing and helping you stay on time and decide what to have for lunch and the details often of your human life. But it is quite limited, and that is our starting point today. Listen to your inner guidance. This is the still, small voice that you hear, a gentle prompting. It is your intuition, and your intuition is God speaking to you. Your intuition knows what God knows what you need in every moment, knows and understands the past, the present, and the future. It is your guiding light, this inner guidance. It is peaceful. It is knowing. It is deep and wide and high. It knows every moment what is true for you, what is real for you. The best and highest action to take, even if it is not to take action. This still, small voice within your guidance is quiet. It brings you comfort. It grounds you if you are spinning around because you have been listening to your human mind, which is often chaotic and keeps you in a whirlwind and in a spin. And without joy, which is part of your original design and nature. So, how do you know when it is your intuition, the still, small voice you are listening to? Because it gives you confidence. It gives you freedom. It gives you peace and calm. Listening to your inner guidance is God within you, speaking to you. God with you in every way. When you listen, and first, it is often important to ask what your inner guidance has for you. Sometimes, however, it will simply whisper to you. For example, call your grandmother and tell her you love her. Or stop by the store to pick this up and that up. But also you will find that as you're in the store, there is something else you need. And this guidance has guided you to the store. Or it may be to take care of something in advance. Make an appointment, schedule flowers for a friend, put something on your calendar, and you will see when the time comes that that was perfect guidance to have taken care of it in advance, because there are other things on your plate in that moment. Listen to your inner guidance requires humility and openness and open-heartedness. It also requires trust, because your human mind will try to poke holes in the guidance that you are hearing. It does not trust, your human mind does not trust. It believes that it knows all. And so if there is guidance that it does not understand, or that it does not control, it will try to pull you away. And when it does, you will feel the pings of sorrow or sadness or anger or fear or self-doubt. This is when you know it is the human mind you are listening to. Because when you listen to your intuition, to your inner guidance, the still small voice, it gives you complete, harmonious, comforting guidance that is lasting. When we say lasting, we mean that it is always with you. The guidance will unfold in newness in every minute of creation, because creation is unfolding in its perfect design. It does not ever stay static. We ask you to explore this concept of listening to your inner guidance this week and see how it goes. See the inner workings of your own territory. See how often you listen to your intuition and follow it, and then see what happens. Also, observe your own inner workings and the human mind that wants to come in and control. You wish for the God that created you and this realm to be in control of your life. And this is to guide your life in every way. Let this come to you this week, and we see that you will feel the peace, the kindness, the care, the comfort, the love that is for you from God and from life itself. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.